Imagine for a moment that the most powerful tool for a meaningful, fulfilled life isn't something you can buy, earn, or be given by others. It's already within you, waiting to be discovered and harnessed. This isn't just a thought experiment, it's a reality grounded in the wisdom of Stoicism. Stoicism, a philosophy that has guided countless individuals through the ages, teaches that the key to a well-lived life isn't found in external accolades or material success, but in mastering the art of valuing ourselves through the virtues of wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. This powerful reminder emphasizes that, despite the chaos and challenges of the external world, we hold within us the unshakable foundation for our own well-being and happiness. In embarking on this journey, we peel back the layers of societal expectations and self-doubt to uncover the timeless Stoic principles that can transform how we see ourselves and our place in the world. This journey is about more than self-improvement. It's about rediscovering our inherent worth and learning to live in alignment with our deepest values. If you're ready to unlock the doors to personal freedom, resilience, and fulfillment, you're in the right place. Let's explore how the wisdom of Stoicism can illuminate the path to valuing ourselves like never before. Sign 1. Accepting less than you deserve. Imagine living in a small, dimly lit room, its windows fogged and its walls pressing in around you. You've grown accustomed to the confined space, convinced it's all there is for you. This room symbolizes settling for less than you deserve, whether it's a job that drains your spirit, a relationship that stifles your growth, or dreams left unpursued. Why do we remain in such confined spaces? Often, it's a complex mix of fear and comfort. Fear whispers that stepping into the unknown might lead to greater disappointment, while comfort lulls us into accepting our current circumstances as the best we can hope for. But what if this is an illusion, a self-imposed limitation? Stoicism, a philosophy that has guided thinkers for centuries, offers a powerful insight here. Our true worth is not determined by external circumstances, but by how we respond to them. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor, once said, "The soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts." This means that our perceptions and attitudes shape our reality more than the situations we find ourselves in. Imagine realizing that the room you're in has a door, and beyond it lies a vast landscape filled with opportunities and potential. Stoicism invites you to open that door. It teaches that while you may not control every event in your life, you have absolute power over your perceptions, judgments, and actions. By changing how you see and respond to your circumstances, you can transform your life. Accepting less than you deserve is like saying your current situation has more power over you than you have over yourself. But Stoicism challenges this notion, urging you to align your life with your true values and potential. It's about breaking free from self-imposed limitations and daring to claim the fulfillment, respect, and success that align with your inner worth. Picture stepping out of that cramped room into a world where your efforts are valued, your dreams are pursued, and your self-worth is recognized. This transformation begins with a shift in mindset, embracing the Stoic belief that your worth is intrinsic and unshakable. By choosing to value yourself, you empower yourself to seek and create the life you truly deserve. Isn't it time to step out of the room and into the expansive world waiting for you? Remember, your worth is not confined by your current circumstances, but defined by your courage to see beyond them and act accordingly. Sign 2. Minimizing your achievements. Imagine you've just climbed a formidable mountain. The journey was arduous, marked by moments of doubt, resilience, and sheer determination. As you reach the summit, the breathtaking view stretches endlessly before you. Yet, instead of celebrating, you downplay the accomplishment, saying, "It wasn't that big of a deal," or, "Anyone could have done it." This tendency to minimize your achievements is like looking at a masterpiece you've painted and only seeing the tiny imperfections. It's a common but insidious habit that undermines your self-worth and skews your perception of success. Why do we do this? Often, it's a defense mechanism, rooted in fear of arrogance, rejection, or failure. By diminishing our successes, we think we're shielding ourselves from potential disappointment or criticism. But what if, instead, this habit is holding us back from realizing our full potential? Enter Stoicism, an ancient philosophy that encourages a balanced perspective on life's events. The Stoics, like Epictetus and Seneca, taught that true strength comes from recognizing and appreciating our own efforts and virtues. They believed that acknowledging our achievements is not about boasting but about honoring our journey and the qualities that brought us success. Imagine a Stoic lens through which you view your life. Each achievement, no matter how small, is a testament to your resilience, wisdom, and capability. When you minimize your achievements, you not only rob yourself of deserved recognition but also fail to see the full picture of your potential. Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor and a Stoic philosopher, wrote in his Meditations about the importance of self-reflection and acknowledging one's efforts and virtues. What if you started seeing your achievements as stepping stones rather than trivial milestones? Each success, however minor it seems, contributes to the larger mosaic of your life. It's not about inflated pride but about fostering a healthy self-respect that fuels further growth and resilience. Imagine telling the story of your mountain climb with pride, not as a boast, but as a truthful account of your journey. This narrative not only inspires others but also reinforces your own belief in your abilities. Stoicism teaches us to balance humility with self-acknowledgement, understanding that true humility involves an honest appraisal of our strengths and weaknesses. Picture your life as a garden where each achievement is a blossoming flower. By recognizing and nurturing these flowers, you cultivate a vibrant, thriving garden that reflects your inner growth and potential. Minimizing your achievements is like neglecting to water these flowers, leading to a dull, unfulfilled existence. Isn't it time to celebrate your climbs, however steep or modest? Embrace the Stoic wisdom that values your efforts and sees each achievement as a significant step in your journey. Acknowledge your successes, not for external validation, but to honor your path and inspire further strides towards greatness. Remember, minimizing your achievements dims your inner light. Let the Stoic teachings guide you to recognize and celebrate your accomplishments, illuminating the path to your true potential. You've climbed many mountains. Each summit is worth acknowledging and cherishing. Sign 3. Prioritizing others' needs over your own. Imagine you're on an airplane, and the flight attendant is giving safety instructions. They emphasize that in the event of an emergency, you should put on your own oxygen mask before helping others. This principle isn't just about physical survival, it's a powerful metaphor for life. Prioritizing others' needs over your own is like constantly giving away your oxygen mask. You might think you're being selfless and noble, but in reality, you're depleting your own resources, energy, and well-being. This habit, often rooted in a deep-seated need for approval or fear of rejection, can leave you feeling drained, unfulfilled, and undervalued. Stoicism offers profound insights into this predicament. The Stoics believed in the importance of living a balanced life, one where self-care and service to others coexist harmoniously. They taught that to truly help others, you must first ensure your own well-being. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, emphasize the significance of self-reflection and self-preservation, understanding that one's capacity to contribute to the greater good is enhanced when one's own needs are met. Picture yourself as a lantern. When your flame is bright and well-tended, you illuminate the path for others. But if you neglect your flame, it will eventually flicker and die, leaving both you and those around you in darkness. Prioritizing your needs isn't selfish. It's essential for maintaining the strength and clarity needed to genuinely support others. Consider the story of a skilled gardener who spends all his time tending to his neighbor's gardens, ensuring they are lush and beautiful. Meanwhile, his own garden withers and dies from neglect. Over time, he becomes too exhausted to help anyone. Stoicism teaches us that nurturing our own garden isn't just beneficial, it's necessary. When your own garden flourishes, you have more to give and share with others. But why do we often fall into the trap of prioritizing others' needs over our own? Sometimes, it's due to societal expectations or the belief that self-worth is tied to how much we do for others. However, Stoicism encourages us to challenge these beliefs. Epictetus, a Stoic philosopher, taught that we should focus on what is within our control, our thoughts, actions, and well-being, rather than seeking validation through others. Imagine a balanced scale, with your needs on one side and others' needs on the other. When the scale tips too far in favor of others, it creates an imbalance that can lead to burnout and resentment. Stoicism advises finding equilibrium, ensuring that both sides are acknowledged and respected. This balance allows you to be a more effective and compassionate person, both to yourself and to those you care about. The practice of self-care, from a Stoic perspective, isn't about indulgence. It's about fortifying your inner citadel, as Marcus Aurelius would say. By nurturing your mind, body, and spirit, you build resilience and strength, enabling you to face life's challenges with grace and fortitude. This inner strength, in turn, makes you a beacon of support and inspiration for others. Imagine a ship navigating through a stormy sea. If the captain neglects the maintenance of the ship to help others, the vessel will eventually succumb to the waves. But if the captain ensures the ship is in prime condition, it can weather any storm and aid other ships in distress. Your life is like that ship. Maintaining your own well-being equips you to better serve and support others. So, how can you apply this Stoic wisdom to your life? Start by setting boundaries and prioritizing self-care practices that rejuvenate you. Embrace activities that nourish your soul, whether it's meditation, exercise, reading, or simply spending time in nature. Reflect on your needs and honor them without guilt, understanding that by doing so, you're strengthening your ability to contribute meaningfully to the world. In essence, Stoicism teaches us that true selflessness begins with self-care. By putting on your own oxygen mask first, you ensure that you're not only surviving but thriving, ready and capable of lifting others up. Prioritizing your needs is an act of wisdom and courage, a step toward a balanced and fulfilling life where you can genuinely shine and illuminate the path for others. Sign 4. Struggling to accept compliments. Imagine you're a sculptor, meticulously chiseling away at a block of marble. After months of dedication and effort, you unveil a stunning masterpiece. People gather around, admiring your work, praising the intricate details and the beauty you've created. But instead of basking in their admiration, you awkwardly deflect their compliments, downplaying your talent and hard work. This scenario mirrors a common struggle many of us face: the inability to gracefully accept compliments. Struggling to accept compliments is like looking at a reflection in a funhouse mirror, distorted and unrecognizable. When someone praises us, they hold up a mirror to our virtues and achievements. Yet, instead of seeing the reality of our worth, we often perceive a warped image, clouded by self-doubt and insecurity. This reluctance to accept compliments can stem from various sources, such as past experiences, cultural conditioning, or a fear of appearing arrogant. In the realm of Stoicism, there lies a profound lesson about the balance between humility and self-recognition. The Stoics taught that understanding and acknowledging our strengths is as crucial as recognizing our flaws. Epictetus, a Stoic philosopher, emphasized the importance of self-awareness, urging us to see ourselves clearly and honestly. By denying compliments, we undermine this clarity, perpetuating a cycle of self-neglect and undervaluation. Imagine a knight in shining armor, returning from a victorious battle. The villagers cheer and shower the knight with praise for his bravery and skill. If the knight were to deny his achievements, claiming it was all luck or the enemy was weak, he would not only diminish his own efforts but also the faith and support of those who believed in him. Accepting compliments is akin to acknowledging the reality of our accomplishments, reinforcing our confidence, and inspiring those around us. But why do we often struggle with this simple act? Sometimes, it's a fear of seeming conceited or a belief that we don't truly deserve the praise. Stoicism encourages us to challenge these fears. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, advised reflecting on the nature of praise and criticism, understanding that both are external judgments and should not dictate our self-worth. He taught that true humility lies in accepting our strengths and weaknesses with equal grace. Consider a musician performing a beautiful symphony. The audience applauds, moved by the performance. If the musician dismisses their applause, it not only diminishes their own artistry but also the audience's experience. Accepting compliments is like allowing the music of your achievements to resonate, creating a harmonious exchange between you and those who recognize your worth. In practical terms, how can we embrace this Stoic wisdom? Start by simply saying, "Thank you," when someone compliments you. Acknowledge the praise without deflection or self-deprecation. This small act of acceptance can shift your perspective, helping you see yourself through the eyes of others. Practice self-reflection, as the Stoics did, to cultivate a balanced view of your abilities and accomplishments. Visualize a garden filled with vibrant flowers. Each compliment you receive is like a drop of rain, nourishing the soil and allowing the flowers to bloom. By accepting these drops of rain, you foster growth and beauty within yourself, enhancing your ability to flourish and contribute to the world. Struggling to accept compliments often means missing out on the opportunity to connect with others on a deeper level. Compliments are expressions of appreciation and recognition. By accepting them graciously, you acknowledge the shared human experience of giving and receiving kindness. It strengthens bonds, builds mutual respect, and fosters a supportive community. Stoicism teaches us that embracing our virtues is as important as striving to improve. By recognizing and accepting compliments, we honor the journey we've undertaken, the obstacles we've overcome, and the strengths we've developed. This self-acknowledgement empowers us to continue growing, inspiring ourselves and others to pursue excellence with humility and gratitude. So, the next time someone offers you a compliment, remember the Stoic wisdom, accept it with grace, let it reinforce your self-awareness, and allow it to nourish your inner garden. In doing so, you not only honor yourself but also the generosity and recognition of those around you. Sign 5. Avoiding decision-making. Picture yourself standing at a crossroads in a dense forest. Each path before you is shrouded in mystery, leading to unknown destinations. The longer you stand there, the more the forest around you seems to close in, making it harder to choose a direction. This scenario embodies the struggle of avoiding decision-making, a common sign of self-neglect and hesitation that can trap us in a state of inertia. Avoiding decisions is like being the captain of a ship adrift at sea. Without a course to follow, the ship is at the mercy of the winds and currents, drifting aimlessly with no clear destination. In life, when we evade making decisions, we surrender control of our journey, allowing external circumstances and the decisions of others to dictate our path. But why do we shy away from making choices? Fear often lies at the heart of this avoidance. Fear of making the wrong choice, fear of failure, fear of change. The Stoics, however, offer a powerful perspective on overcoming this paralysis. They teach us that while we cannot control the outcome of our decisions, we can control the process by which we make them. By focusing on the present moment and our capacity for reason, we can navigate uncertainty with confidence and clarity. Imagine a warrior standing before a battlefield, faced with a crucial decision. The Stoic warrior understands that the outcome is beyond their control, but their duty is to act with courage, wisdom, and integrity. This mindset transforms decision-making from a paralyzing dilemma into an opportunity for virtuous action. The warrior does not fear the unknown but embraces the challenge, knowing that their true power lies in the ability to choose wisely and act accordingly. Avoiding decision-making can also stem from a desire to please others or avoid conflict. We may defer our choices to others, hoping to maintain harmony or avoid blame. However, this avoidance erodes our sense of agency and self-worth. The Stoics emphasize the importance of autonomy and self-reliance. Epictetus taught that we should distinguish between what is within our control and what is not. Our decisions and actions are within our control, and by embracing this responsibility, we reclaim our power and freedom. Consider an artist faced with a blank canvas. Each brushstroke is a decision, a commitment to a particular vision. If the artist hesitates, fearing that the painting may not turn out as imagined, the canvas remains empty, devoid of potential and beauty. Similarly, our lives are canvases, and our decisions are the brushstrokes that create our unique masterpiece. By avoiding decisions, we leave our canvas blank, missing out on the richness and complexity of a life fully lived. The Stoics also advocate for the practice of premeditatio malorum, or premeditation of evils. This involves contemplating potential challenges and worst-case scenarios to reduce their impact on our decision-making process. By acknowledging and accepting the possible difficulties, we become less fearful and more prepared to make informed choices. This practice empowers us to face our decisions with a balanced perspective, ready to navigate the consequences with resilience and adaptability. Imagine you're an explorer mapping uncharted territory. Each decision you make, whether to climb a mountain, cross a river, or venture into a cave, shapes your journey and discoveries. Avoiding decisions would leave the map blank and the adventure unfulfilled. By embracing decision-making, you become an active participant in your own story, shaping your destiny with each choice you make. Avoiding decision-making often leads to a life of regret and missed opportunities. The Stoics remind us that life is fleeting and that each moment is precious. Marcus Aurelius wrote about the importance of living in accordance with nature, making the most of our time by acting with purpose and intention. When we avoid decisions, we squander this precious resource, allowing fear and uncertainty to rob us of our potential and happiness. To break free from the cycle of avoidance, start by embracing small decisions. Build confidence in your ability to choose by making everyday choices with intention and mindfulness. Reflect on your values and priorities, using them as a compass to guide your decisions. Practice self-compassion, understanding that mistakes are part of the journey and opportunities for growth. Visualize yourself as an architect, designing the blueprint of your life. Each decision is a brick, contributing to the foundation and structure of your future. By taking responsibility for your choices, you create a life that aligns with your values and aspirations. The process of decision-making becomes an empowering act of self-expression and personal growth. In conclusion, avoiding decision-making is a sign of self-neglect that can leave us feeling adrift and powerless. By embracing the wisdom of Stoicism, we can confront our fears, reclaim our agency, and navigate our lives with courage and clarity. Remember, each decision is a brushstroke on the canvas of your life, a step on your unique journey. Embrace the power of choice, and paint a masterpiece that reflects your true potential and aspirations. Sign 6. Excessive self-criticism. Imagine a sculptor chiseling away at a block of marble, striving to reveal a masterpiece hidden within. Each strike of the chisel is deliberate, each refinement meticulous. But what if, instead of sculpting, the artist were to continuously criticize the marble itself, complaining about its imperfections and doubting its potential? The block would remain unshaped, the masterpiece unseen. This scenario captures the essence of excessive self-criticism, a paralyzing force that prevents us from uncovering our true potential and appreciating our inherent worth. Excessive self-criticism is like being caught in a storm of harsh judgments and relentless doubts. It's as if you're standing in the middle of a tempest, where every gust of wind is a negative thought, and every flash of lightning is a harsh judgment you've cast upon yourself. The storm rages on, obscuring your vision and making it difficult to see the calm, clear sky of your true self. Why do we become our own harshest critics? Often, it stems from a deep-seated fear of inadequacy or failure. We set impossibly high standards for ourselves, believing that only through relentless self-scrutiny can we achieve perfection. Yet, this relentless pursuit of an unattainable ideal often leads us to focus more on our flaws than our strengths. The Stoics offer a profound perspective on this self-destructive pattern. Seneca, a prominent Stoic philosopher, observed that the path to wisdom lies in accepting our imperfections and focusing on our efforts, not our shortcomings. Excessive self-criticism distorts our perception, making us lose sight of the progress we've made and the value we bring. The Stoics teach that our worth is not determined by external measures of success, but by our commitment to living virtuously and acting with integrity. Consider the image of a gardener tending to a garden. If the gardener only focused on the weeds, neglecting the vibrant flowers and healthy plants, the garden would become a place of despair rather than beauty. Excessive self-criticism is akin to fixating solely on our weeds, ignoring the flowers of our achievements, strengths, and positive qualities. The Stoic practice of self-examination encourages us to reflect on our actions and intentions with compassion rather than harsh judgment. Instead of berating ourselves for perceived failures, we are invited to assess our actions honestly, learn from our mistakes, and strive for growth. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, emphasizes the importance of treating ourselves with kindness and understanding, recognizing that we are all fallible and in a constant state of learning. Another powerful Stoic concept is the idea of viewing setbacks as opportunities. Rather than seeing our mistakes as evidence of our inadequacy, the Stoics suggest that each misstep is a chance to practice virtue, resilience, and wisdom. By reframing our failures as part of our journey, we can reduce the sting of self-criticism and foster a more constructive and supportive inner dialogue. Imagine a musician learning a new piece. If they were to focus only on their mistakes and criticize their performance harshly, they would miss out on the joy of playing and the progress they've made. By shifting their focus to their growth and dedication, they can appreciate the beauty of their journey and find motivation to continue improving. Similarly, we can transform our relationship with ourselves by acknowledging our efforts and celebrating our achievements, no matter how small. To combat excessive self-criticism, start by practicing self-compassion. Speak to yourself as you would to a friend who is struggling. Recognize that everyone makes mistakes and that these do not define your worth. Reflect on your achievements and strengths with the same kindness and appreciation you would offer to others. Journaling can be a valuable tool in this process. Write about your accomplishments, your positive qualities, and the progress you've made. When self-critical thoughts arise, counter them with affirmations of your strengths and virtues. This practice helps shift your focus from flaws to potential and growth. In summary, excessive self-criticism is a sign of self-neglect that clouds our perception and hinders our progress. By embracing Stoic principles of self-compassion, reflection, and reframing, we can transform our inner dialogue from one of harsh judgment to one of constructive support. Remember, you are the sculptor of your own self-worth. And by focusing on your strengths and growth, you reveal the masterpiece within. Sign 7, constant comparison with others. Imagine standing on the edge of a cliff, gazing out at a vast, ever-changing landscape. Below, there are countless paths, each unique in its terrain and beauty. Yet, instead of appreciating your own path, you're fixated on the trails that others are traversing. You watch their every step, comparing the ease of their journey to the ruggedness of yours. This obsession with others' paths blinds you to the wonder of your own journey and clouds your perception of your true worth. Constant comparison with others is like trying to navigate a maze with a mirror in hand. The reflection shows everyone else's progress, achievements, and milestones, but it distorts your view of your own path. This perpetual gaze at others often leaves you feeling inadequate, frustrated, and disheartened, regardless of your own accomplishments. Why do we fall into this trap of comparison? It often stems from a deep-seated insecurity or a desire for validation. We measure our worth against other successes, thinking that if we fall short, we're somehow less deserving. This habit of comparing ourselves to others is not only unproductive but also deeply misaligned with the Stoic philosophy of self-contentment and personal growth. The Stoics offer a powerful antidote to this destructive habit. Epictetus, a renowned Stoic philosopher, famously advised, "Don't explain your philosophy. Embody it." This means focusing on living in accordance with your own values and principles rather than getting caught up in how others are living. By internalizing this philosophy, you shift your focus from external comparisons to personal growth and self-improvement. Think of yourself as an artist creating a unique masterpiece. If you spend all your time studying other artists' works, comparing their styles and successes to your own, you risk losing sight of your creative vision and the distinctiveness of your own art. Instead, embrace your unique perspective and channel your energy into honing your craft, celebrating your progress, and finding joy in your personal expression. In Stoicism, there's a concept called amorphous virtue, which refers to the idea of pursuing excellence according to your own nature and circumstances. Rather than measuring your success against others, the Stoics encourage you to evaluate yourself based on your own virtues, efforts, and personal standards. This approach fosters a sense of internal satisfaction and fulfillment, free from the toxic comparisons that often plague our minds. Consider the story of a race car driver. If they were constantly comparing their performance to other drivers, they might become overly focused on their rivals rather than honing their own skills and strategies. By focusing on improving their own driving and learning from their experiences, they become a better driver in their own right. Similarly, by redirecting your focus from others to your personal growth, you can find greater satisfaction and success. Another Stoic principle that can guide you is the practice of focusing on what is within your control. While you can't control others' achievements or paths, you can control your reactions and choices. Embrace the idea that your worth and progress are not contingent on others' successes but are determined by your own efforts and dedication. To break free from the cycle of comparison, start by setting personal goals that align with your values and aspirations. Celebrate your achievements, no matter how small, and reflect on your growth with self-compassion. Cultivate a mindset that values your unique journey and recognizes that each person's path is different and equally valuable. Journaling can also be a helpful tool in this process. Write about your personal goals, progress, and the qualities you appreciate in yourself. When you find yourself comparing to others, remind yourself of your unique strengths and the value you bring to the world. This practice helps shift your focus from external validation to internal fulfillment. In summary, constant comparison with others is a sign of misplaced focus that hinders your ability to appreciate your own journey and achievements. By embracing Stoic principles of self-contentment, focusing on personal growth, and celebrating your unique path, you can free yourself from the constraints of comparison and find deeper satisfaction in your own progress and success. Sign 8. Lack of personal investment. Picture a grand, ancient tree with a trunk so thick it seems to touch the sky. Its roots are deeply entrenched in the earth, drawing strength and nourishment from the soil. Each branch reaches out, braving the elements to catch the sun's warmth. This tree, standing firm through countless seasons, represents a commitment to growth and a deep personal investment in its own well-being. Now imagine a sapling, swaying in the wind, barely anchored to the ground. It's surrounded by other saplings, all of them flitting from one spot to another, never putting down roots or growing beyond a few fragile leaves. This lack of personal investment means the sapling remains stunted, never achieving its full potential or offering the shade and beauty it could provide. A lack of personal investment manifests as a failure to commit deeply to one's goals, dreams, or self-improvement. It's like a boat drifting aimlessly on a vast sea without a destination, often swayed by the currents of external circumstances rather than steering toward a chosen harbor. This detachment prevents you from fully engaging with your aspirations or nurturing your own growth. Why does this happen? Often, it's a combination of fear, uncertainty, and a lack of confidence. Investing deeply in something, whether it's a career, a personal project, or your own development, requires a significant emotional, mental, and sometimes even financial commitment. The fear of failure, rejection, or the effort involved can deter us from truly investing ourselves. Instead, we might opt for a more detached, passive role, one where we remain on the sidelines rather than fully participating. The Stoic philosopher Seneca once remarked, "It is not that we spend 5 days and 5 nights together, but that we are together in our hearts and minds." This sentiment underscores the importance of full, heartfelt investment in our pursuits. Just as a tree invests deeply in its roots and branches, we too must commit ourselves wholly to our goals and values. Imagine a gardener who plants seeds but neglects to water them or tend to their needs. The seeds might sprout, but they won't flourish into the vibrant plants they could become. In the same way, a lack of personal investment can stunt your growth and limit your potential. By failing to commit fully, you deny yourself the opportunity to realize your dreams and achieve your aspirations. The Stoics advocate for a deliberate and mindful approach to personal investment. They encourage us to focus on what is within our control and to commit to it wholeheartedly. This involves setting clear goals, dedicating time and effort to them, and accepting responsibility for the outcomes. True investment is not just about initial enthusiasm, but about sustaining effort and engagement over the long term. To cultivate a deeper sense of personal investment, start by identifying areas in your life where you feel detached or uninvolved. Reflect on what might be holding you back from fully committing. Are you afraid of failure? Are you unsure of your own worth? By addressing these fears and doubts, you can begin to invest more deeply in your pursuits. Consider setting small, achievable milestones that align with your larger goals. Celebrate each achievement along the way, as these incremental successes can build confidence and motivation. Engaging fully in your interests and responsibilities, even when it's challenging, helps foster a sense of purpose and fulfillment. Journaling can also be a powerful tool for enhancing personal investment. Write about your goals, the steps you need to take, and the reasons behind your commitment. Reflect on your progress and how deeply you're engaging with your objectives. This practice helps keep your investment front and center and can provide motivation during moments of doubt. In summary, a lack of personal investment is like a tree that never takes root, remaining fragile and underdeveloped. By embracing the Stoic principles of deliberate effort and commitment, and by addressing fears and uncertainties, you can deepen your investment in your goals and aspirations. Like a tree growing steadily and reaching for the sky, you too can flourish and achieve your full potential when you fully commit to your personal growth and dreams. Sign 9. Seeking external validation. Imagine standing on the edge of a vast cliff, the world sprawling out beneath you, with the ground so far below it seems like an endless abyss. In your hand, you hold a delicate mirror that reflects not just your image, but the approval of the world. You peer into this mirror, waiting for a glimmer of praise, a nod of approval, or a hint of acknowledgement from those below. Each time someone offers a compliment, or a word of encouragement, you feel a fleeting sense of worth, like a gust of wind carrying you momentarily higher. Yet, as soon as the wind dies down, you're left hanging precariously, still seeking that next breath of validation. This perpetual quest for external validation is like clinging to that mirror, relying on the reflections of others to determine your own sense of self-worth. It's as if your identity and self-esteem are tied to the opinions and praise of those around you, leaving you vulnerable to the whims of their approval or disapproval. Why does this happen? The desire for external validation often stems from a deep-seated need for acceptance and affirmation. It's like a constant hunger that can only be temporarily satiated by the applause and recognition of others. This need is amplified in our modern world where social media and public recognition can easily become sources of validation. Yet, this quest can become a double-edged sword. On one hand, praise and acknowledgement can be gratifying, but on the other hand, the dependence on others for validation can lead to a fragile sense of self. When the applause fades or criticism emerges, it can leave you feeling empty and uncertain. The Stoics offer a profound antidote to this dependence on external validation. They teach that true worth comes from within and is not reliant on the approval of others. As Marcus Aurelius put it, "The opinion of 10,000 men is of no more worth than the opinion of one man, and that man's opinion is of no more worth than my own." Imagine yourself as a sculptor, chiseling away at a block of marble. The final form of the sculpture isn't determined by the applause of the crowd but by your vision, your skill, and your dedication. In the same way, your sense of self-worth should be shaped by your own values, principles, and actions, not by the fleeting reactions of others. To shift away from seeking external validation, start by focusing on what you can control, your own actions, intentions, and self-reflection. Rather than waiting for others to affirm your worth, cultivate a deep sense of self-acceptance and confidence based on your own achievements and values. Practicing self-compassion and recognizing your intrinsic worth can also help diminish the need for external validation. Remind yourself that your value is not dependent on the approval of others but is inherent in who you are. Reflect on your strengths, achievements, and the positive impact you've made, independent of external feedback. Engage in activities that align with your values and passions, not for the sake of recognition but for personal fulfillment. By pursuing what genuinely resonates with you and investing in your own growth, you build a more resilient sense of self that isn't swayed by external praise or criticism. In summary, seeking external validation is like trying to soar on the wind without a solid foundation. By anchoring your self-worth in your own values and actions, rather than the fluctuating approval of others, you create a more stable and authentic sense of self. As you navigate this journey, remember that true validation comes from within, and the mirror you hold can reflect your own strength and self-assurance, rather than the transient approval of those around you. Sign 10. Tolerance of negative environments. It's like finding ourselves in a dense forest where the air is heavy, the path unclear, and every step feels like a struggle. Whether it's a toxic workplace that drains our spirit or personal relationships that leave us feeling undervalued, the decision to stay often stems from a deep-seated belief that we don't deserve better. But here's where Stoicism offers us both a mirror and a map. The Stoics believe that our environment can significantly influence our ability to live virtuously and find contentment. However, they also emphasized our responsibility in shaping our surroundings and choosing our associations wisely. Marcus Aurelius reminds us that our inner peace is not determined by our external circumstances, but by our responses to them. Why do we tolerate negative environments? Often it's because we underestimate our capacity for change. We might fear the unknown, cling to the familiar, or doubt our worth. Stoicism challenges these fears and doubts by encouraging us to recognize our inherent value and the power we possess over our choices and attitudes. It urges us to question the belief that we are trapped and to realize that, more often than not, we have the agency to change our circumstances or our perception of them. Stoicism offers us tools to navigate and transform our environments. One key Stoic practice is the cultivation of inner resilience and autonomy. This doesn't mean adopting a stance of indifference or detachment. Rather, it's about strengthening our inner citadel, as Marcus Aurelius calls it, so that we can remain steady and true to our values even in the midst of chaos and negativity. By fostering a strong inner core, we become less susceptible to the toxicity of our surroundings and more capable of making choices that align with our well-being. Another Stoic principle that can guide us is the idea of living according to nature, which includes seeking harmony within ourselves and our environments. This means actively seeking out or creating environments that are conducive to our growth, health, and happiness. It's about recognizing that we are deserving of respect, kindness, and positive interactions, and making the conscious decision to not settle for less. In practical terms, seeking environments that nurture our growth might involve setting boundaries in personal relationships, seeking new opportunities in our careers, or even changing our social circles to include more supportive and positive influences. It also means investing time and energy into cultivating a personal environment through practices like meditation, journaling, or engaging in hobbies that supports our mental and emotional well-being. Sign 11. Fear of pursuing dreams. Why does fear have such a hold on us? Often, it's because we're acutely aware of what we stand to lose. Our minds paint vivid pictures of failure, of time and effort wasted, of the judgment we might face from others. Stoicism acknowledges these fears but invites us to ask ourselves, what do we stand to gain? It encourages us to weigh our fears against the potential for growth, fulfillment, and the realization of our dreams. Stoicism teaches us that the pursuit of virtue, of excellence in line with our nature, is in itself a worthy endeavor, regardless of the outcome. One Stoic practice that can help us overcome the fear of pursuing our dreams is the premeditation of evils, or what's known today as negative visualization. This involves contemplating the worst-case scenarios, not to dwell on them, but to diminish their power over us. By considering the potential hardships and accepting that we can endure them, we often find that our fears are less daunting than we imagined. This doesn't mean we become reckless or heedless of risks, but rather that we approach our dreams with a balanced perspective, recognizing that failure, while possible, is not the end but a step in our journey of growth. Another Stoic principle that can embolden us to chase our dreams is the concept of amor fati, or the love of fate. This is the idea of embracing whatever life throws our way, not just with resignation, but with enthusiasm. When we pursue our dreams guided by amor fati, we open ourselves up to the full spectrum of experiences, successes, failures, joys, and disappointments, all of which are integral to the human experience. This acceptance frees us from the paralyzing grip of fear and allows us to move forward with courage and determination. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of acting in accordance with our own virtues and potential. It reminds us that our true worth is not measured by external achievements, but by our commitment to living virtuously, to striving towards our goals with integrity, diligence, and courage. In this light, the fear of pursuing our dreams is not just a barrier to success, it's a barrier to living a life that's truly ours. Sign 12. Failure to recognize your own worth. Why is it that we so often forget this fundamental Stoic lesson? Part of the reason lies in our natural desire for connection and validation, which, when unchecked, can lead us to seek our worth in the reflection of others' opinions or in the milestones of success we achieve. However, Stoicism teaches us that true worth comes from within, from living in accordance with our nature and virtues. Epictetus eloquently stated that freedom is not secured by fulfilling our heart's desire, but by removing our desire. This principle applies profoundly to how we perceive our worth. True freedom and contentment come not from external validation, but from recognizing and embracing our intrinsic value. Stoicism encourages us to shift our focus from external achievements to the cultivation of our character. It teaches us that our worth is measured not by the titles we hold, the wealth we amass, or the approval we garner, but by our commitment to live virtuously, to act with integrity, kindness, and courage, regardless of our circumstances. This isn't to say that achievements and recognition don't matter, but rather that they are not the source of our worth. Our worth is innate, as immutable as the stars in the night sky, and recognizing this frees us from the relentless pursuit of external validation. How can we cultivate this Stoic understanding of our inherent worth? It begins with self-reflection, with turning our gaze inward to acknowledge and appreciate our virtues, our efforts, and our resilience. It involves practicing gratitude for our abilities, our character, and our potential, recognizing that these internal qualities are the true measures of our worth. It also means learning to detach our sense of value from the fluctuating opinions of others and the transient nature of achievements. This detachment isn't about indifference. It's about perspective, about understanding what truly matters in the grand scheme of our lives. Sign 13. Feeling unworthy of happiness. This feeling can stem from a variety of sources: past traumas, societal conditioning, or personal failures. We compare our journey to others, seeing only the highlight reels of their lives while being acutely aware of the behind-the-scenes of our own. This comparison, fueled by the misconception that happiness is a finite resource awarded only to the deserving, leads us to doubt our worthiness. Stoicism encourages us to dismantle these misconceptions and to recognize that happiness is not a reward but a way of living. It invites us to reflect on our values, to align our actions with these values, and to find joy in the pursuit of virtue and the practice of reason. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what is within our control, our thoughts, actions, and reactions, and to let go of what isn't. This perspective empowers us to take charge of our happiness, to create it through our daily choices and attitudes. How can we embrace this Stoic approach to happiness? It starts with changing our narrative about worthiness. We must challenge the belief that happiness is conditional on achievements, external validation, or perfection. Instead, we should view happiness as inherent in the practice of living virtuously, in making the best choices available to us, and in appreciating the present moment. Additionally, Stoicism teaches the importance of gratitude. By practicing gratitude, we shift our focus from what we lack to what we have, from perceived inadequacies to the abundance present in our lives. This shift in perspective is crucial in feeling deserving of happiness, as it allows us to see the beauty, opportunity, and potential in our everyday lives. Stoicism also reminds us of the significance of community and support. Happiness is not a solitary journey. By fostering meaningful relationships, by supporting and being supported, we recognize that our worthiness of happiness is affirmed not just by ourselves, but by the collective wisdom and love of those around us as we journey together. Through the wisdom of Stoicism, let us carry with us the understanding that our lives are canvases upon which we have the power to paint with the vibrant colors of virtue, resilience, and happiness. Remember, you are the architect of your own destiny, the sculptor of your own happiness. The path may be strewn with challenges, but it is also lined with the potential for immense growth, joy, and fulfillment. You are deserving of happiness, capable of achieving your dreams, and worthy of every bit of love and success that comes your way. I encourage you to watch this suggested video on the screen. It dives deeper into the Stoic practices that can transform your life, offering insights and strategies to live with intention and joy. If this conversation has resonated with you, if it has sparked a flame of recognition or curiosity within your heart, I ask you to like and share this video with your friends. Let's spread the wisdom of Stoicism far and wide, empowering others to recognize their worth and pursue their happiness with courage and conviction. Thank you for joining Stoic Journal today. Until next time, live bravely, love deeply, and seek the joy that is your birthright.